The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar is with us. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Just want to be sure that you don't trip over anybody's IV line getting to the radio show today, Dr. Batar. I know how busy you are.
Actually, today would be one of those unusual days that could very realistically happen, Robert.
Yeah, I just had a sense about it, but I'm glad you're here with us because the world needs the message coming through you and all that we do together with Advanced Medicine Monday and, of course, the Medical Rewind, the options, and listening in. But we just had Independence Day celebration. I got to check in with you because we didn't even get to touch base before the show today. See how the family's doing? Did you get a little Independence Day activity going on?
Believe it or not, this Independence Day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, were three of the busiest days working on the farm because my employees there took off for an extended holiday. So we were like Farmer Brown.
They left you with the camels.
I'll tell you what, milking the cows was an experience that on my own, because I've never done it myself. And it was actually pretty funny because, you know, everything went great with the first cow, but then the second cow, I don't even know they're going to talk about this, but it's funny because, you know, they're swatting the flies with their tails. So the
right.
tail, there's a way to hold, tie the tail when you tie the back legs together to hold them still while you're milking them. Well, I couldn't quite figure out how to get her tail tied the right way. So I tied, there's a rope that they had. So I tied the tail to the barn door to keep it extended. Well,
oh,
when
no.
she finished the grain and when she finished the milk, you know, the cows already know what they're supposed to do. So the cow turns around and I didn't have time to undo the tail. She goes walking out. She almost ripped the freaking barn door off.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got knots. We're really, really tight. I was pretty proud of that.
Okay. I was thinking that the cow looked at you and said, you ain't touching me there, Dr. Batar. We're going to,
No, the cow seemed to enjoy that.
Okay. I was thinking the barn door closed right on you, but no, I'm glad you made it through that. But, yeah, it sounded like they left you holding the camel and the cow. So, anyway, that was great. I figured, you know, we'll open. I do obviously want to talk about some medical issues as well, as we always do and travel through.
Talk about cows, milking cows then?
Well, we could. I mean, that's an independent story because you're actually producing food for your family. And I think that's a thing I hope other people are inspired to do ultimately, that we move more toward local production of our own food. That's a message. And I talked last hour a little bit about the disappointment I have in my fellow Americans in living with a lot less liberty that I perceive would be right for people. Now, I know people have the freedom to choose, but I'm not much into authoritarianism, and I know you aren't either.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not even so much the authoritarianism or the independent aspect, the reason that I do it. It's just because I want to make sure my kids are getting clean food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a basic thing, you know, that you look around for what you're looking around for, and you find that nobody seems to have it. So what's the only thing that you're left with? You have to create it yourself. I mean, to find and discover that there is no place in the entire state of North Carolina that you can buy non-GMO feed for your cattle is just extraordinary in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring in non-GMO feed, and I think we've talked about this on the air before, from Virginia.
Right.
And, you know, so it's really... It's amazing. I mean, we hear about GMO, non-GMO, and so we think, oh, well, you know, it's a thing that we need to be concerned about. But then when you start finding out that, like, in the entire freaking state of North Carolina, you can't find any place to buy non-GMO feed for cattle, that means that everybody that's getting cattle, that's eating meat that's supplied from North Carolina or most of the other states, they're getting cattle that's been fed GMO, genetically modified
Grains. Yeah, typically. Yeah, you're right. And now I want to remind everybody listening, if you haven't ever met Dr. Batar or heard him speak, he's going to be with me and TMB as well at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. I think it's a couple hours from Charlotte by car. But, you know, one of the things Dr. King has is also he has bison and camels, and he's got enough land where they're actually free grazing. And I know he's not feeding them grain, but you're right. Most of the cattle production in North Carolina is probably not going to be free grazing.
Exactly. It's not. And even if it is free grazing, they usually supplement it with some type of feed. Mm-hmm. Because we have ours free grazing, but we also supplement with feed. Because with dairy cattle, they have a lot of requirements for energy. And so there's just not, you know, to get the milk richer, you usually, I mean, the typical way is to supplement with some type of grain. So we have a combination of grains that we feed the cows, and the milk is just, you know, extraordinary. But again, the issue is that if you can't get the non-GMO feed, and then the cattle need this, where, by definition, where is the poison coming from? Where's, you know, it, in other words, what I'm saying is it's very, very difficult from us, from our perspective, that we talk about it, but then when you go to the store, how many people actually go to the store and they don't think about it anymore? Because you expect it to be labeled. You expect it to, well, it's certainly if I go to Whole Foods or I go to Earth Fair, I'm not going to have to worry about getting GMO-type foods. And yet now we're finding out that many of these health food places actually have the things that they're supplying to the general public under the pretense of being clean or organic, but it's still genetically modified.
Right, right. Now, I know in the nine steps to keep the doctor away, of course, you go extensively into cleaning up the diet of people that come to see you. And I imagine that they, by the time they're wanting to become your patient, you're going to counsel them on this stuff or have them read and acknowledge and understand you can't be eating these genetically modified foods and expect to be healthy or cancer-free long-term.
Right, and see, the problem, Robert, is that even the people like you and I that are well-versed in this, right,
mm-hmm.
and that understand the importance of this, when you go to buy your groceries at a health food store like Earth Fair or something,
right.
you expect to be able to, you're not going to have to worry about that kind of stuff, and yet it is there. Even things that are certified organic, you know, what is it? And I think California, they can use human waste and still as a fertilizer and still call it organic.
There are some failings to the federal legislation or regulation of it. And yet, why I was praising you in this instance, talking about the cow and producing your own food for your own kids like you described, is that it's the only way you can gain that level of control unless you can verify and validate every layer of food production before it gets to you, which is, again, one thing is better than zero things to have that control of. 10 is better than one, you know, and it's like moving more towards that local production, getting to know your farmer, or better yet, becoming your farmer.
Yeah, and I think it's probably important for everybody to realize this, but again, I've had patients that are very, very proactive, very interested in optimizing their health, very responsible, but they are, you know, they tell me that I don't have a farm, I don't have time for a farm, I've got, you know, I'm running my business, whatever the case is, how do I do this? And it's a tough question. I honestly don't know. How do you do this? How does everybody do this? It's a very tough question.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the things I know we'll be talking about at the Healing Revolution Summit when, you know, we're also talking about healing the healers. Because if we're not well ourselves, this would be very difficult to help those who are coming to us in need. And, you know, the case in point, if you go to a doctor who is morbidly obese, you question, it's like, well, is this doctor really a legitimate doctor to help me to get well? It's like you look at these folks that are trying to help you. You better be sure that they know how to eat well, how to live well, how to be clean, and, of course, not be ravaged with diseases and GMOs.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a very, very significant point. In my opinion, you and I have talked about this, I know, off the air. I don't think we've ever talked on the air regarding the subject. But I've had many people say that it's not fair to look at a doctor's own health and use that as a indicator as to how effective of a physician they are, because it's not a fair assessment. I actually got in an argument with this about this very subject with my own uncle, who's a physician. And I actually think that everybody is different. Everybody's health is going to be different. Everybody's genetic predisposition, biological individuality is going to dictate, you know, how they're going to respond to certain types of environmental triggers, etc. I get all that, obviously, but I do believe that it's very difficult to expect a patient to do certain things like staying fit and staying lean and keeping a decent height, weight, proportionate body weight, and not smoke cigarettes when they're doctor is an obese person with cigarette ashes on his lab coat, and it looks like the most exercise he ever got was, you know, when he got out from his car to pick up a six-pack at the gas station before he got home or something to that extent.
Right.
Meaning that as a physician, and we've talked about this on the air, being a physician means that you are to teach. You know, that's our primary mandate.
I mean, is it unreasonable, Dr. Bitar, to say you should be somewhat of an example, a living example, not a dead one, of course?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing, and you're a living example. But I mean, I'm surprised, and you know, for everybody that's listening, I really eat clean. But when I'm with Robert, I'm shocked at how clean he eats. I mean, I'll go there and I'll order a Euro, and Robert will look at me and he'll like say, "No, I'm my own thing."
Am I looking at you with squirrely eyes, judging you and getting all in your face? No.
No, you didn't. You didn't. And you know, but again, it's like Buddha said: we should take every opportunity we can to preach, and never open our mouths. And I looked at how you were eating, and I'd eat pretty doggone clean, but I saw how you were carrying your own food, and you know, in my world, I thought to myself, that's a little too extreme. And then I thought, but then people are going to say that about me because I'm milking my own cows. And that's exactly right. What it is. It is extreme. But you have to be extreme to be able to keep yourself clean. And I was pretty impressed, Robert. I mean, that had an impact on me. That was, I think, in Philadelphia when we went out to eat. I think that
right,
was
right,
that,
yes.
Yeah, when my mom and dad were there and you met them and we sat down in that little place, that little...
Yeah, I'm
place.
Sure your mom and dad said, who was that crazy guy you had speaking at that advanced medicine seminar? I don't know about him.
They were probably thinking I was a crazy guy, so you know, don't worry about
it. Yes. Well, the thing is, it's true. We all have, you know, listen, I'm not milking my own cow yet. I'd like to eventually. We're working toward that kind of concept, but at the same time, encourage people to do the best that they can at any given moment. And because I suffered as much, and I've told this story many times over the years, It means the world to me to be well, to feel this well. And it means I have to do these things because I'm not willing to feel anything less than that if I can, you know, have any control over it. And I found out that was one area I did genuinely have control.
And, you know, I'll tell you, going on further to build upon that point is once you've actually achieved a certain level of health, especially if you weren't healthy before,
yeah. It's
addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It feels too good to feel good that you don't want to do things that are going to be that are going to undermine that.
Right. And you're bringing it back to my point. We got to take a break here, but about liberty. If you've never lived truly free, your perception of freedom will be somewhat less than perhaps what the founding fathers described to be freedom. And I've studied it intensely, and that's why I'm a stickler for not only the way I eat, but the way I perceive freedom and try to teach others. And Dr. Bitar is also an inspiration in his own right. Go get the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away international bestseller. Or come on down to the Healing Revolution Summit. We'll be together. You can get him to sign a copy. Also, Unlock the Power to Heal by me and TMB. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, if you ever miss an Advanced Medicine Monday segment or whole show, for goodness sake, if you're still traveling and listen to this on the go, whatever, you can download it. And, of course, one of the easiest places to go is medicalrewind.com. And there are hundreds of hours now, Dr. Bitar and I, waxing not so poetically about things, laughing a bit, getting outraged a bit as well, and, you know, post-Independence Day weekend, talking about things on all levels as we do, Dr. Bitar. And I don't know, we can go anywhere today. I've given a few stories off the over during the break there. I don't know if you want to hit any of those or just keep carrying on.
No, I think that story about the CDC, the 131 causes of death that are, I don't know how you phrased it, but approved by the CDC that are acceptable, but vaccines...
Yeah, they're sanctioned. It said 130. Now, you said it right, 131, but they list 130. They miss one. There's a big glaring error, and it says there are 130 official ways for an infant to die, and they're sanctioned by the CDC, the WHO, and they're published in something called the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD. So when a baby dies, tragedy as it might be, the coroners have to choose from the 130 categories, and that's it. And guess what they left off the list?
Vaccines.
Death by vaccines, exactly. And how can they actually acknowledge 130 and not 131 when our own federal government, whether you love them or hate them, acknowledges through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act and the program that children do die from vaccines? So how is that not one of the listed causes of death?
I think I can answer that.
And go for it.
I think this is a cynical answer, but I bet you that if they added that one, they could probably remove about half of the other ones.
Wow. Oh, that's a statement. I didn't expect that, but you're right. How much death, much less chronic disease, is associated directly, or maybe they'd say indirectly somehow, with the act, a violent act, I might add, of piercing the skin of these infants, these innocent babies, with chemical cocktails and heavy metals that if you put into their glass of milk, hopefully milked by Dr. Bitar, if you added that in, you could be charged as a criminal for attempting to harm or maybe even murder a baby. Yet they inject it on a daily basis, these physicians, these pediatricians.
Yeah, it's very, very sad that it's not being acknowledged. But again, how can you expect the body that created the problem to actually acknowledge that they created the problem? Einstein's definition of insanity was that, you cannot expect the same mindset that created the issue in the first place to actually solve that issue. And so you can't expect that the CDC that created this issue with the vaccines would actually be able to solve the issue with the vaccines. They can't acknowledge vaccines as a cause of death because they're the ones that have propagated. If a child dies of some type of cardiac anomaly, well, they were born with that. If they died of some type of traumatic death, well, that was a motor vehicle accident. Things happen. But they can't acknowledge a cause of death that would probably, and I wasn't being sarcastic, and Robert, you already know that.
Yeah.
Probably half that list could be attributed, could be removed because vaccines would elicit that type of a change. For example, when you talk about mitochondrial dysfunction, and a lot of the children that have gotten compensation, a lot of families that got compensation under the Vaccine Compensation Injury Act or whatever that was called.
But yeah, the program, yes.
The program, right. When you look at those families that got some compensation, they always make sure they stipulate that that wasn't because of the vaccine causing any type of reaction that would be considered vaccine-related. It was because they had an underlying mitochondrial defect that may have had a relationship to the individual getting the vaccine. Whereas, in fact, the mitochondrial defect is being caused by mercury, by thimerosal, and by many of these other metals. And by definition, 75 to 80% of these kids will actually show those mitochondrial defects start to begin forming after the introduction of these preservatives in the vaccines. So when you say, oh, well, this is a rare mitochondrial defect, that's a load of rubbish. They all have mitochondrial defects, and it's not rare because the vaccine is causing them.
Well, and how many children we've been covering, and Super Don, you know this too, the interviews with these moms, the Canna moms and things, that these kids or the kids that are taken by hospitals in collusion with state child protective services to say, oh my gosh, they have a mitochondrial disease, and then another group says, we disagree, it's medical abuse, the parents are abusing the kids because they're not paying attention to what this hospital says. And all of these things, as Dr. Batar just said, may have indeed, most likely, been started by the pediatrician so willing to inject these kids with toxic poisons that if you made your child drink, you would definitely and should be held for some form of chemical child abuse. Stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Buttar, drbuttar.com. It's linked up in the show notes as well, and hope to see you in Asheville, North Carolina next weekend. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Scott Belcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Hey, if you want to experience some of that health, freedom, and healing liberty, why don't you join TMB, RSB, and DRB for Dr. B, Dr. Bitar, at the Healing Revolution Summit in Asheville, North Carolina. That's the 18th through the 20th. And we're all our families road trip. What's that?
Robert, what does TMB stand for? The Monkey Boy?
The Monkey Boy? No, Ty Bollinger, the Monkey Boy. Oh, no. Ow. That's going to hurt on Wednesday, Dr. Bitar.
You know what? It's okay.
the Monkey Boy. Oh, Ty, if you're listening, he's like ready. He's going to call in.
No, you know he's listening. He has no life, so he's always listening.
He's got nothing better to do. Okay.
I
forgot. Sorry I mentioned it. Okay. But, yeah, you are, unless you think of something better, you, to match up the three letters like we've done, you are DRB for Dr. Bitar.
That's actually what my staff calls me, Dr. B, so.
Dr. B. Excellent. No, that works. That really works. Hey, there's a, you know, another follow-up on the vaccine story. We talked about the causes of death, and they're not listing vaccines, even though, of course, it's acknowledged to be a cause of death. This story, it says about violence. Violence has replaced infectious disease as a leading killer in people under 30. And I'm thinking, violence? I mean, I understand we live in a violent world. There are things that are, you know, not to our desire in terms of its peaceful nature that we'd love everybody to be more. But violence has replaced infectious disease as a leading killer of people under 30. Is this vaccine related too? Could there be a possibility?
I think it absolutely is, Robert. Look at the National Vaccine Initiative, which began in 1991, and we are now in 2014, so that's 23 years ago. So, you know, even people being born as far back as 1984, you know, if you're under 30, 1984 would be the date of birth. So I think that as these, as this population is becoming more and more, that under 30 age group, you know, 22, 23-year-olds were born when the National Vaccine Initiative started in 1991, it definitely is correlated. And, you know, cancer, heart disease, all these things, we're seeing an increase in the incidence in the younger patient population. I made this comment over 10 years ago at a medical conference, but now you're adding this violence aspect, and how does the violence relate to other chronic diseases? Well, violence, if you're throwing off the neurochemistry, if you're throwing off impulse control, you're creating other types of neurological implications here. You know, this is actually a natural sequela of what's going to happen.
Right. Well, speaking of violence, Ty Bollinger, he says DRB stands for deranged radical blabbermouth. Oh, it's on, Dr. Batar.
Wow. You know,
listen to this. I mean, what kind of attack is that? DRB, Dr. B, my staff has been using that for 18 years, and I made that. Listen, didn't I say that he's going to be listening because he has no life? Look at that. How many times have I responded back within a week of Ty saying something versus Ty responding within literally 30 seconds?
Oh, get ready for the rumble in the southern Appalachian jungle. He says it's on like Donkey Kong. Oh, this is going to add to the mix of fun we're going to have when we're at the Healing Revolution Summit.
Ty, I don't even have to do anything with Ty. Remember in Panama, I was just standing there and Ty bit the dust and ate up the layers of his skin.
By the way, we got word that the hotel has banned both of you from the golf carts on the course there, so you're going to have to walk the course.
That's okay. I don't play golf anyway.
No worries. Listen, we're going to have a great time. I'm so looking forward to all of us getting together and bringing on the healing for all those who are ready and receiving some just by being in each other's presence, because it's the, you know, the energy that we carry that also is you know, the essence of the healing, too. So we're looking forward to all being together. But this,
as you're talking about this, I was just going to ask you, I didn't mean to interrupt your thought, but is there any way that you can type on Skype, na, 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 to the monkey boy?
Well, he can hear you say it, so I don't think I have to type it.
Yeah, say it again now. Say it again so we aren't interrupted. Say it. Ready? Go.
Sing it. Na, 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 na.
All right.
That is so mature of you, Dr. Batar. Very, very impressed. Yeah, it's like I said, the kids are laughing. I know they're laughing. So, oh my gosh. Well, you know, on to this, the violent story replacing infectious disease. You know, one of the, I think the books, I think maybe it was even by Harris Coulter that wrote a lot about the vaccines and violence, in fact, that he acknowledged that vaccination is one of the first violent acts. And we're not talking about slapping a baby's bottom, you know, to get them to breathe, as sometimes that was done in the medical circles, but literally to pierce the skin and the way they do with these toxic poisons. It sets the stage for you have come into a violent world and you better be getting ready. And of course, all of the other deleterious impacts that heavy metals may have, as well as the depletion of nutrients as well. All of these can impact on the ability, the higher cognition, the higher functions, the limiting access on, let's say, homicidal or suicidal tendencies and things like that.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. But here's another point that I just thought of, too. Do you remember the Price-Pottinger cat study?
Oh, yeah, feeding the pasteurized milk to the cats, how it did generationally what happened.
Right, by the third, fourth generation, increase in violence and antisocial behavior, along with the cardiovascular disease and the cancer incidence, So we're talking about a lack of nutrition, what's happening in our human population, because we're now in about the fourth generation, like the Price Barringer cats were, where milk has been homogenized and pasteurized and raw meat and all this, you know, all the different components where all the positive beneficial enzymes have been destroyed from the foods. So we're starting to see that. And on top of that, now you add the vaccine assault. Mm-hmm. It's no wonder that violence is now the number one cause of death in under a 30-year population. It's no surprise.
Yeah, and it's sad. Like I said, if you believe in peace, we also acknowledge the right to keep and bear arms to defend ourselves, but not to be going in where we don't belong into other people's territories. If they act violently when they're trying to repel us from their property, I mean, we acknowledge their right to do so. Unlike our government, which seems to have lost that insight, and of course, many of the American people, if they follow the lead of government and if they learn how to be behave from government, they're going to be violating the rights of everybody everywhere.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And so this is one of the things that we have to become more cognizant of as a society and start looking at things like the Price Barringer cat study, which was done, what, in the 1920s, 1930s, something like that?
A long time ago, yeah. And yeah, that how poor diet can impact your ability to interact with other humans, much less as an animal. But in this case, a violent society has also been, let's say, brought on us by the violence of medicine, if you will, the way it's practiced in the 20th and 21st century.
Yeah, and knowing how all this has been kind of orchestrated, it's hard to believe that it's accidental or coincidental.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, you know, we do appreciate science when it's real, not like the pseudoscience that comes out in much of the peer-reviewed literature that is 20, 30 years behind, and then we go, oh, they were wrong back then? Yeah, they're wrong now. They finally acknowledge it and switch it around, whether it be about butter, cholesterol, etc. But, you know, we're on the subject of children today, and, of course, we have kids, you have kids, I have kids, TMB has kids, and we talk about that. And I just, you know, we want to help you out there if you're not real clear about things that could, let's say, create disease or create health. And so we go to the scientific literature today, and we find a study that reveals something that's so patently obvious that a fourth grader would get it, and that's why it's today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by doctors who give high energy stimulants to children and expect them to become meditative gurus. Not happening. New data published, Dr. Batar, in the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology suggests, it's not definitive, but guess what? That stimulant drugs like Ritalin and Adderall may accelerate heart disease that might not be detected until later in their life. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a moment of duh. I actually, during the break, when you asked me if we've ever done that, we have done that, but never with the music and stuff. So I'm not sure if that's what you were referring to. But, yeah, getting back to the study, it is pretty idiotic type of a conclusion. I would think that would be intuitively obvious that any type of drug that's going to be a sympathetomimetic type of a substance, of course it's going to have a stimulatory type effect on the cardiovascular system. Is going to increase peripheral vascular resistance. It's going to decrease the lumen that the blood is perfused through. In other words, it's going to cause vasoconstriction. It's going to cause an increase in heart rate, an increase in respiratory rate, and of course, that's going to lead to acute cardiac type of events.
Yeah, I mean, this is an idea, and as I said, a fourth grader gets it. I mean, listen, caffeine, for instance, is, we know, an adrenal stimulant. People that, for the most part, consume to excess the caffeine, eventually they burn out their adrenals. They may not react to it at all. But initially, of course, it tends to elevate heart rate and blood pressure. It stimulates the adrenals. The adrenals also, the kidneys, relate a lot to blood pressure. And I'm thinking, you can't keep hammering that system with these stimulants. And this is going well beyond caffeine with the Adderall, the methylphenidate of Ritalin. And to not expect to be surprised, to actually need science to say, oh, yeah, maybe we should rethink this.
Yeah, it is definitely qualifies as you say, the moment of duh. I think that there's a lot of other implications, neurological implications, that are going to become more evident as time goes on, too, from the use of these drugs, which any doctor that's been using these drugs for any extended period of time knows that there's other issues besides, you know, what we just discussed. But it is a very, very sad state of affairs because some of the damage that's done by these drugs is not damage that is easily negated.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, if we look at the ADHDs of the world, the reason that they would even be giving drugs to a so-called disease or syndrome that has no biomarkers, at least that they've acknowledged. You can't take a blood test and say, oh, yeah, ADHD, let's give them some Ritalin. Saliva tests, urine tests, stool samples. Now, you could use those tests, and Dr. Batar, you do use them clinically to determine other things that make sense. But there's no detecting saying, oh, my gosh, this kid is definitely deficient in Adderall when you do these biomarker tests.
Nope, nothing like that.
So we'll find out what you can find out with those biomarker tests. Those of you who want them, there are some things that could indicate, hey, something's up, but definitely not a drug deficiency for your children. Stick around. We got one more segment. It goes fast when we're together, and it'll go even faster, but it'll be great when we're all together in Asheville, North Carolina. DRB, RSB, TMB, whatever Dr. Batar called it. We're going to be back with more powerful healing after this break. Check it out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we'll also have a lot of great folks will be together with us in Asheville, North Carolina, coming up 18th through 20th, not this weekend, but the next in Asheville. Dr. Bitar, we're going to be there, TMB, Rumble in the Jungle, whatever, of North Carolina. It's going to be fun. And Paul Bertiero, a good buddy, we're talking structured water, ionizing, alkalizing as well. And Dr. King is hosting it from King Bio. Mercury, of course, are you going to be talking mercury? Because you've got, I think, a CME-type discussion with a lot of the physicians that are going to be attending there, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about metals in general, not necessarily just mercury, but we're going to be talking about metals.
Okay. Well, there's a story here, Natural News put this out, about high fructose corn syrup, and evidently, Superdon, how many teaspoons or tablespoons, how much high fructose corn syrup is the average American eating a day?
That would be 12. The average American consumes roughly 12 tablespoons of high fructose corn syrup a day.
So in those 12 tablespoons, depending on the source of the high fructose corn syrup, it can contain trace amounts of mercury. But as we know, Dr. Bitar, trace amounts of mercury are much more potent than trace amounts of almost anything else.
Well, that's true. Yeah, from a homeopathic principle, you're absolutely right. There have been some studies actually done where they looked at lead, for example, and they found that lead in lower doses was actually more significant at reducing IQ than in higher levels. And that may sound initially counterintuitive, but that's really a very common thing that they've found with a number of these different metals. And obviously, you can talk more about this from a perspective from homeopathy. So
yeah, and depending on, of course, the production of these metals can be used to stimulate the metabolism of the body, the cellular intelligence, to target and help to remove it. I mean, it doesn't discount the fact that we need minerals, we need things to help carry it out. You can't just do it in a vacuum, but we certainly know that the energy, the communication of the body is non-chemical in so many ways. So, you know, just change your belief and watch it change physical matter, material in your body. So that's real as well. But it does concern me, of course. We're not fans of high fructose corn syrup in any form because it's all coming from GMO corn as well. But to have the added detriment of mercury coming in with it, all the more reason to stay away from this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. I think that's one of the things that we as a society start to become more observant, and as time goes on, I think that we're going to end up seeing more people, more people become more adamant at making sure that they are taking effective steps to prevent this from at least their own children. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about initially, you know, with the food aspects and some of the other things. As more people become aware of some of these facts, and that's what obviously you and I are trying to do, more people will become adamant that their children are not being exposed to heavy metals, high fructose corn syrup, you know, the basic GMO-type food substances, et cetera. So it's actually indicative of all the different aspects we've really talked about today.
Yeah. Listen, it's absolutely incredible. And mercury, I truly believe, also is one of those things that in the body, it can alter, let's say, a bright, shining soul that comes into this body and is contaminated with heavy metals, mercury, can alter the way that they would interact with the world. And we've seen this. You've covered it extensively. You've written about it. You've lectured around the world on the issue. So when we come back to the violence issue as well, as part of the concern of the families, and you've helped them behaviorally as well to address this, the violence that plays out in some of these children who have been vaccine injured.
Yeah, you know what? It's very interesting that in modern medicine, that if you treat an individual, an adult or a child, without getting adequate consent, it's considered assault. Yet, when a parent is, parents' wishes are ignored when they say, I don't want my child to be vaccinated, and the doctor goes ahead and vaccinates them, the medical boards don't do anything. In North Carolina, it's been case in point, a mother filed a complaint in court as well as with the medical board that a doctor in North Carolina gave her child vaccines after she had specified that she did not want these vaccines given. And the medical board didn't do anything. They said it's not a big deal. But had you done that with any other aspect, they would have called that assault because you treated the individual without getting consent. And so, you know, when you talk about the fact that this is violence against the individual, you're absolutely correct. It is. There's no difference between doing something like this and beating a child up. In fact, beating a child up is not nearly as detrimental or as damaging because at least, you know, the child will recover from being beaten up, whereas how is the child going to recover from the neurological implications from having...
Yeah, you're talking about a non-mysterious acute injury, which we don't endorse either, by the way, to the subtle chronic injury that they claim no responsibility for in modern medicine. Hey, another great Advanced Medicine Monday. If you missed it, check it out, Medical Rewind, also naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN. Dr. Mattar, we'll get together another Advanced Medicine before we get together in Asheville, North Carolina. So come on down, check it out. One more thing to say, Dr. Mattar, you know what it is.
That the power to heal is yours.
Well said, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.